I always remember Chris Keeley when he was introduced to me through, it was one of the district matches, and I always remember that the sheepskin coat he had. He had a brown sheepskin coat, very like sort of like back in the 80s, I guess you looked at it, it was very extravagant, and he looked, you know, rich. He had gold sovereign rings, and he was very softly spoken. He had that London sort of a twang to it, like sort of had a gentle persona.
How did the other boys feel about him?
Everyone was sort of in awe, really, because Chris was very, what was the word? He gave us a lot of gifts. A lot of gifts were given out. I guess you can call them gifts. We looked at it as he would give us money. Chris had this thing about, he had special boys that he would pay, you know, big sums of money. You know, when you're 11, 12, 13, 14, as I said, I was there till 1986. And, you know, you come up one day and he'd give you, you know, £100 or £400, you know, to go and buy a pair of trainers or a jacket. He didn't do that with many of the boys. There was only a handful of players that he did that with. I was one of them because I guess I was one of Chris's good boys. I mean, there was, if I can remember, just up front there was only a couple of us. So, you know, to get into the team, we had to be sort of special, I guess. That was it, really.
And why do you think he did that?
I don't know if that's some form of grooming or something like that. I don't know, but you know, for 11, 12, 13, 14 year olds to be given lumps of money every week, it was a lot.
When I first called you, you said that you were expecting this call, or yeah. Why did you say that?
A lot of players, old ex-players, know the, you know, the murmurings in the background. You know, and there's a lot of players out there who know the score.
And do the club know about Chris Skeeler's reputation?
Without a doubt. There was an allegation that was made.
Can you just explain what you meant by that? What sort of things happened?
Yeah, well, he was taken out to places, restaurants, you know, not during the football time, theatres. His parents were taken out as well. And he was just sort of, you know, to games, other games that he went to, and basically, I found it, even like looking back now, I found it quite, you know, sort of strange that this guy was always out, you know, he'd come and pick him up from his home and then take him out.
So how old would this boy have been when Chris Skeeler was taking him out?
Well, I was there at 11, he was a year older than me, so he'd have been 12, 13, 14.
Why do you think or know, why did he leave the club so quickly?
There was an allegation that was made by him to his parents. His parents had then stepped up and made it light, brought it to light, the allegation.
And this young man never played football again.
He didn't play at the level that he should have been playing. He's just somebody who should have made it, really, and didn't.
Do you think Chris Skeeler is guilty of abusing children?
I think he is, because what you've got to remember is, you know, he's given out large sums of money to kids, you know, individual kids who are up and coming, and you're giving them large amounts of money, and those kids are expecting that all the time. Then all of a sudden, when that stops, they're out the door. They know they're out the door. I think it's from what I've experienced, you know, he used to give us money all the time. That is some sort of emotional, because, you know, you're not asking for it. He said, go and get yourself something. And then after that, you know, that happens a few times. And then you sort of sit there and you sort of expect it, because you then think, well, you're one of Chris Skeeler's golden child, you know, because he looked after you.
Do you think parents turned a blind eye to
back then? Of course, and I think parents today turn a blind eye, because at the end of the day, you know, when you've got people in positions like Chris Skeeler, scouts, people who can change lives, really, then you know, you know, there's big wages to be had out there in professional football today. So, yeah, a coach has got, or the manager has got a golden couple of boys. It still goes on today. It still goes on today. Trust me, it does.
So this is a picture of you and Chris Gila. When around was this?
That would have been around 81 when I signed. I would have been 11. Well, it was a proud moment for me because, you know, I signed as a schoolboy, and you know, back in the day, you either signed or you didn't sign.
And when you see Chris Gila, the man himself, how do you feel about that?
Well, we used to call him the governor because he was, but you know, obviously, when you look back at what's gone on and looking at the picture now, you know, there's a bit of disgust, and you know, what you've got to understand is also, you know, it affected people I knew. Yeah, so you know, as you get older and you understand it, because back in the 80s, you know, paedophile wasn't even a word. I don't even think, may have been, but it wasn't a big, you know, as what it is now. And you know, obviously, you've got a gentleman here who's in control of kids' lives, their futures, and you know, you're looking at the first team players and you're thinking, well, I'm going to be there, and you've got this guy here and he's controlling your future, yeah, and he's giving you money, he's hyping you up, then, you know, you don't really think about it, do you, as a child? You don't think about it. And back in the 80s, you definitely never thought that sort of stuff sort of went on in football.